Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. We are live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. And here we are. We're back again.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Again.
Tilt it up. There you go.
I'm trying to make my mic go higher.
There you go. All right. This is fun. We have a packed show today. I have Tracy in the house with me today. Shortly, we'll be joined with Donna from Delaware. I can't wait to hear.
I love hearing from her.
You know, she is a hoot, so I can't
wait
to hear.
We never know what she's going to say.
I know.
I love it.
I like that she always, you know, wraps it in, you know, like a story, and, you know, and then she, of course, gives us her delicious recipe, which is always fun. And then at the top of the hour, we'll be joined with, I met her at a bar. How does that sound?
That was good.
It's at the new Thirsty
Moose. Picking up chicks at bars, are you?
Yeah. I had Daryl with me. She's actually an event planner as well. So I thought, you know, I chatted with her, and, you know, I loved her enthusiasm and her energy. And so I invited her on, and we'll hear about her company. It's called Eventfully Yours. You can look her up on Facebook. And she's a real fun girl. And then we will close the show out with one of my favorites, Steve Freeman. I love Steve Freeman.
Always and loaded with great information.
He is always loaded with great information, definitely. So what has been happening with you, Tracy? How was your Thanksgiving?
Good, uneventful, which is nice.
Nice.
Just kind of hung out with family and my husband's family. And it was very nice. The cousins always love getting together. So that's the best part.
Of course, that is the best part. I mean, you know, it's about the kids, you know. I mean, family, kids, you know, cousins hanging out together.
But, of course, my favorite part is I brought my camera and took some family pictures for Christmas cards and all that. So I love doing that. It was always fun.
Fun. We had Daryl's parents came up from South Carolina, and his sister came from Stanford. And they stayed at the house a few nights, and I didn't have to cook. So all I had to do was do the stuffing, and we were invited to my brother's house. So that was cool.
So I have to tell you something that I did. While you were away, Shelly Walcott from Healthy Solutions Spice Blends came on.
Love Shelly.
And she brought us, Steve and I, a sample, what she calls Thanksgiving egg rolls. I'm pretty sure that's what they're called. Ooh. They're on her Facebook. If you go to Healthy Solutions Spice Blends on Facebook.
Or spiceblends.com. Spice,
thank you. But on Facebook is the video.
Oh, okay.
So if you go to her Facebook page, there's a video showing how to make these Thanksgiving egg rolls. I made them. I had so much stuff to put in them, which I'll explain in a minute, that we had enough for two nights in a row. And my kids and my husband didn't care that we were having the same thing two nights in a row. It was so good. So you put in your turkey and your leftover stuffing and your cranberry sauce and Swiss cheese, and you just kind of put it all in a food processor so that it's all kind of just minced a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
And then you put it in egg roll wrappers.
Like
wonton
wrappers?
Up. Yeah. Well, the actual egg roll.
Bought
egg roll wrappers, so they're big.
Okay.
And then just bake it in the oven. And they were so, so good.
That sounds
And well, I had to make them fresh.
You had to have put a Healthy Solution Spice Blend.
Oh,
in
yes,
there.
Yes. Thank you.
That is the whole.
Well, see, I was actually confused because I called Shelly. I said, Shelly, where's the Healthy Solution Spice Blend go? She's like, oh, I cooked the turkey with it, which we actually did cook our turkey with the pork and poultry seasoning rub. This year. It was really
good. I put
it
in my stuffing.
So, I should have done that. So it was already in the turkey, but I did put a little extra in the mix as
Beautiful.
And then you just bake it in the oven. And I had so much filling left over that I just put I made half of it so the egg rolls would be fresh if I made them again.
Right.
Put the rest in the refrigerator. Then the next day, rolled it all up. Super easy. I imagine you could probably, I don't know, maybe Shelly can correct us if she's listening. Imagine you can make that filling and even freeze it. Like if you had a ton of turkey left over, you could probably even freeze it. I don't know how stuffing does frozen.
I think it'd be fine.
And then just pull it out and make your egg rolls fresh. And so good. My kids raved about it. Loved it.
Well, you know what you could even do? You could take it one step further and you could make the egg rolls, put them in a Ziploc and freeze those. Then you just take them out and pop
bake
them in
them.
The oven. You know,
Good idea.
Either way, I'm sure you can freeze that. So,
I love trying new things. I got to say though, it was kind of funny me going down the grocery store looking for things that I never buy. I don't ever buy cranberry sauce. I don't know why. I just don't. Or stuffing mix, you know, just like the stovetop I had no idea where these things were in the store, or the egg roll wrappers. I've never used that in my life, and I was a little bit intimidated by that, but it was really easy.
Yeah,
it was very easy.
I think it sounds really good.
Yeah.
Yum. You could really, when you think about it, almost kind of do it with anything, you know? I mean,
yeah.
I would never really kind of think about that. So,
and she made these. She made these herself, just throwing stuff together, and tried it a few times. I need a recipe. Like, I need to somebody to say, put this much of this and this much of this, and do it for, you know. So this was a little bit different for me because her video isn't. It just kind of shows it and doesn't say exactly how much because it's more about using your leftovers.
Right.
So that's something that I have to get better at. It's just trying things and seeing how it comes out.
Cool. Very cool. Well, Daryl,
what are you having?
Daryl and I have been doing our Blue Apron.
Mm-hmm.
We've done it every night this week. We're doing it again tonight. And this is a leftover. Two nights ago, not last night, the night before, we had my mom and sister over. So we did two Blue Aprons.
Okay.
And this is a mixture of those two. And I will tell you, it is so good. We did one of them was, which is, well, actually, I have both. I have half and half right in here.
And tell us for what Blue Apron is for people who haven't heard that before.
You go to blueapron.com, and what Daryl and I like the best about it, we have meals for two, and it comes all in a box with all the fresh ingredients and all of a beautiful colored, you know, 8.5 by 11, you know, paper front and back that shows you step by step how to make them. And the best thing I like about it, it's not just like, you know, what do I want to say, like Chinese pie or it. They are simple meals, but you're using ingredients that you would never use.
Right.
They're all different.
That are, like I just said, are hard to go. Not that these mine were so different, but if you're not used to buying them, it's time consuming to go find them in the grocery store, maybe hit a couple different grocery stores to find them all. So
yeah, it's just different
stuff.
That
makes it easy.
And one of them in here, it was the chicken meatballs. And I'll tell you, oh my gosh, so, so good. I probably overdone them just a little bit. I could have maybe, you know, done it a little less. They could have been a little more juicier. But still, nevertheless, they're delicious. And what they went on, the picture, when I first looked at it, I thought it was rice or mashed potatoes. It was celery root. Have you ever seen a celery root?
No. Well, I wouldn't even know where to get it.
They do have them at Market Baskets because I've seen them since. They look like an ugly turnip. And turnips aren't that cute either. But
cute.
It looks like an ugly turnip. That's all I can tell you. And it shows you step by step how to cut it, how to peel it. You just with a knife. It was very easy. And then I kind of chopped it up and you boiled it. And then you added to it salt, pepper. There was a special seasoning that they have. That's what I mean. The seasonings that they have you add to these things. The only thing you use of your own is salt, pepper, and olive oil. That is the only thing. You know, different seasoning with some cream cheese.
Oh.
Mixed in with this, I'm telling you, to die for. It's really good.
You mention that, I think I'm going to go check that out, and I always forget.
I doubt they're listening. I'm getting it for my two, my assistant Amanda upstairs and Lee, my account controller. I'm going to get them a couple weeks worth.
That's a great
present.
Isn't
that cool? I think it's so neat. You know, they're young couples, and the best part is, and this is what Daryl and I like the best, there's no waste. You make the two meals, done. No waste.
So Healthy Solutions Spice Blends has something that similar. They're not providing all the ingredients, but she's doing something starting in the new year that would also be a good gift like that, that they're like each month you get a different she's going to be on again. She can maybe tell us a little bit more about it again. But each month you get either, you know, 3, 6, or 9 or something like that. Spices with recipes and pictures and everything of the recipe on are 3 different recipes to make with the one spice blend.
That is cool.
So, and there's like 3 different levels that you can get. So that's a good gift
cool.
idea too.
It is. There's a lot of those out there. We've done plated before too. But I'm sure Donna is going to be calling in anytime. So I'm going to just go over the food holiday today.
Okay.
Which I find kind of strange because we're in, you know, December and it's winter. It's National Ice Cream Box Day? What is that? Ice cream box day.
Ice
cream box day. So like ice cream, like at the grocery store in the gallons?
My goodness.
Or half, you know?
That is weird. You think that would definitely be in the summertime.
And it doesn't kind of explain it sometimes, but it's National Ice Cream Box Day.
All right.
So,
then.
You know, and it's also Cookie Cutter Week. And in the UK, it's National Tree Week. Tree Week. So, I don't know. They weren't that, I didn't think they were that great.
So what's your favorite ice cream? It's not what I would think of right now this time of year, but
I know.
Since it's a holiday.
Well, you know, believe it or not, it's golden vanilla.
Really?
Yeah. Or I do, I mean, I don't eat it all the time, a couple times in the summer. I do like Granite State Candy and Ice Cream's cotton candy.
I have never had that.
Ooh, it's really good.
You introduced me, so totally not ice cream, but for the first time, banana-flavored cotton candy at the fair.
Yeah, remember at the fair.
Yes, I've never had banana-flavored cotton candy. So how about we thank some of our sponsors?
Go right ahead.
Star Dental at stardentalmanchester.com, 50 South Main Street, Manchester, for a spa-like dental experience. Casey's Rib Shack, famous hickory smoked award-winning Southern Pit Barbecue at 837 2nd Street in Manchester and online at ribshack.net. And of course, Red Arrow Diners in Manchester, Milford, and now open with drive-through in Londonderry, redarrowdiner.com. And New England Coffee, the official coffee of Food for Thought, newenglandcoffee.com.
Beautiful.
Thank you to all of our sponsors.
Yes, for sure.
So my favorite ice cream is mint chocolate chip.
Is it?
And I don't sway from that very often.
I'm not a mint person.
I love it.
Just not a mint person, but well, let's go on a break.
Okay.
It's 1:37, and you're listening to Food for Thought on The Pulse 107.7 live at the Beacon Building. We'll be back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy live at the Beacon Building. You are listening to The Pulse. Remember, you can always stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com, and it is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And Donna is on the line. That's what I am hearing. So, Donna, how are you from Delaware?
Hey, y'all. What y'all doing in there?
We were waiting anxiously for you to arrive.
We were.
Donna Claus is coming to town.
Donna Claus.
What you bringing us, Donna?
Oh, I got some goodies for you girls. Huh? Y'all get treats, not no tricks.
All right.
So how was everyone's holiday?
Very, very nice. And yours?
We ate too much, but we ain't gonna talk about that. We'll talk about that later. You want me to get into it now?
Oh, whatever. We have plenty of time, so, you know.
Oh, you got plenty of time?
Yeah.
Well, I had some crazy folks up in my house, y'all. You hear me?
Did they?
Yeah, they ate me out of house and home.
Whoa. Did your sister-in-law drive you crazy?
Oh, she ain't come, because after I had to put her in her place, she's scared of this one right here. She's real scared. So she didn't even come. She said she had another engagement, which was fine because, you know, you ain't going to hurt my feelings. You know, that's just plenty more turkey for the rest of the turkeys, you know?
There you go.
You know, one monkey don't never stop nobody's shell, and they going to never stop Donna's shell. So I had the table full, and see, I had sweet potato pie going on. So.
Sweet potato pie.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Sweet potato pie. The kind that make you want to smack your mama's mama, and then you want to wake her up and then smack her. You know, that's the kind of pie. It's enough to give you diabetes 2 times, but it's okay.
Donna loves sugar.
Yes, I do. I do. It's because, you know, life is supposed to be sweet, so you got to have something sweet. If you're going to have dessert, it better be sweet. Don't give me nothing bland.
I knew I liked you, Donna. That's right down my alley.
Right. If you're going to do it right. Go with a bang.
Absolutely.
Know?
Yep.
Man, ain't no need doing it frivolously. You got to do it with a bang. You know?
By all means. The more chocolate, the better.
Well, you know what? That's why you got me in your life, because I'm just enough. I'm a little on the caramel side. I'm not that chocolate, but I'm a little on the caramel side. You got that
chocolate. I like that, too. I love caramel. Ooh, that's my favorite.
Yeah, I know it is, because you got me, booby. You know? That's right. So, did you eat enough turkey stuffing and cornbread and all that? Did y'all?
Definitely.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my mom made cornbread Oklahoma style, and everybody loved it. It was very different because my mom and I are from Oklahoma, so it was different for these New Englanders up here, and we weren't sure how they were going to take it because it was sweet, and they loved it.
Oh, you got to have it sweet.
Yeah.
You know, you got to do it sweet. Oklahoma's my kind of state if you're going to do it sweet.
Oh, yeah. Sweet tea, sweet cornbread, sweet everything. Sweet girls.
Yeah, sweet girls. You got to have it all sweet because sugar is your friend. Sugar is your friend. It's not your enemy in the winter. Now, in the summertime, we had to lay off. But, you know, we on our way for vacation. Carol's on her way to vacation, too, ain't she?
I know the 20th we're leaving, Dawn. I wish you guys were coming to Cayman with us, but
well, that's okay. You know where we headed to?
When are you leaving? You're leaving for Hawaii.
No, we're not going to Hawaii. We're going to the Virgin Islands.
Oh, nice.
We're going to St. Thomas.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Yeah, I got to get my two-piece right. So me and Teddy in here eating beets.
Oh, jeez.
I don't even want to talk about it. You hear me?
Oh, gosh.
You realize beets makes you... It makes your pee the same color as a peach. Did you know that?
Ooh.
No, I did not know
thing.
That.
Yeah. It looked like an autopsy in the toilet. I was like, what the heck is going on? But yes, definitely you do not. If you eat peach, it's going to detoxify everything. It's going to make everything red.
Okay.
So you'll be good for the holidays if you want red. Eat peach, y'all. But so let me get in the story.
Let's hear it.
Let's hear it. Oh, the weather outside is down and delightful, and our house has been cleaned from top to bottom from all the trifle freeloaders. And since we got no place to go, let us know. At least make it rain 10s and 20s. Shake your fist. Watch yourself. Shake your fist. Show me what you're working with. So, can I get a hey?
Hey.
Can I get a ho?
Ho.
Dang, it's a lot of hoes in the house. Thank goodness Santa Claus is coming to town. Because for all you ho-ho-hoes, all I want for Christmas is my diner fingers. Yes, I want to have my cake and eat it too. And nothing is like Christmas than something sweet and tart. And nothing says happy holidays like cranberries and eggnog. Have a holly jolly Christmas. So go on and get half-baked. With the recipe of the week, cranberry pound cake. King.
Ooh,
after all that good eating and drinking, you need to detox with cranberries. Cranberries is a great start, full of antioxidants, and can be helpful for your kidneys, your heart, and your colon. So forget about the figgy pudding and get your cranberry on. And here's what you'll need to feed Dasher, Dancer, and Prancer. You'll need 4 sticks of salted butter. You'll need 6 eggs, room temperature. You'll need 2.5 cups of powdered sugar. You'll need 3.5 cups of cake flour. You'll need 1/4 teaspoon of baking powder. You'll need 1/4 teaspoon of baking soda. You'll need 1.5 cups of eggnog. Spiked. Go on and spike it with the Southern Comfort. If you're going to have it, go on and have it spiked. So you're going to spike that eggnog. You're going to use 2 tablespoons of vanilla, and you're going to use 1/4 teaspoon of orange extract. You'll need 1 cup of fresh cranberry. This is what you're going to do. You're going to preheat your oven at 325, and in a small bowl, you're going to sift together your flour, your baking soda, your baking powder. Now, in a large bowl, you're going to cream together that sugar and butter together. Now, once you have that sugar and butter mixed, you're going to beat it 1 egg at a time with your hand mixer. We're going to pour, you're going to crack 1 egg, do your little happy dance, then you're going to repeat. Now you're going to pour in your vanilla and your extract. You're going to mix it up, doing your happy dance. Now send some love to your cake and some Southern Comfort to your liver. That's for all my rot guts out there. Now, fold on in your cranberries, girls, and pour it into a pan. Grease that bunt pan and pour it on in. Now I use powdered sugar, because y'all know me and sugar. I dust my cake pans with powdered sugar instead of flour. Now, we're going to bake at 325 for 70 minutes and until done, or until our toothpick goes clean in the center. You're going to cool that in a pan for 15 minutes before removing and putting on a wire rack to cool completely. You're going to serve with eggnog ice cream with a little Jack Daniels or Ciroc, because you know we get happy holidays. Ain't nothing happier than getting your toast on. Also, you can put some homemade cranberry sauce next to it. Now that you put me in the spirit of the holidays, because it's Christmas time and the place to be, and it's the season to be happy and free, y'all. King, you know me.
Love it.
Yeah. Why not?
I love that you use powdered sugar instead of flour.
Yeah,
in the
you
pan.
Got to. It's sweeter.
More
it
sweet.
Makes the crust so sweet. You you're not gotta have, if you're gonna have to have the crust on the cake, it might as well be sweet.
Absolutely.
That is like a fabulous idea. I love that. I love that.
Yeah, why not? And when it come out, it's got the sugar on it. Everybody needs a little sugar in their life, especially when everybody's going in and going into holidays and all they want to do is shop until they drop. Well, I want to eat until I can pass out because that's what life is about. Give me food.
Sounds
absolutely
good. Sounds
well,
really,
some
really
people
good.
Want food and Ciroc. So give them food and Ciroc. Just let them go on and sit by the fire and get their Yuletide on. You know? Because you know me. You got to have it going on. So what y'all about to do now?
We have somebody, an event planner coming in. And the, after that is Steve Freeman. But I'm sure nobody as lively as you.
I got to go because I got to roast some chestnuts, Ted, and I got some jingle balls, and I got a big old candy cane waiting for me. Ho, 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 girls. Remember, life is for living, and food is for giving, and Donna's got to get her ho, 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 her jingle bells, and ride her sleigh ride. Talk to y'all later.
Bye, Donna.
Bye.
Thank you. Oh, man, she never ceases to... amaze us.
Never. I love it. I have yet to listen to her and not laugh out loud.
I know. She's quite the person.
I love it. More people need that kind of energy and enthusiasm.
It is true. It is true. I have like a few events here that I'm going to first talk about the In-Town Manchester's event. So it's happening right here in downtown. It actually started today. It's the Downtown Holiday Market. It's over in the Brady Sullivan Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
It's at 1000 Elm Street. And it's today till 5:30. And it's also Saturday from 9 to 2. And I've been to it before. Yep. And it's really
cool.
What
kind of stuff is there?
All kinds of Christmas stuff. Holiday market.
Like for shopping.
For shopping. Oh. Yes. It's very, very fun. And so that's going on today till 5:30, Brady Sullivan Plaza, 1000 Elm Street, as well as Saturday the 12th from Saturday the 12th.
Oh, okay. So not today either.
Yes,
next
yes.
Friday.
Today the 3rd.
Oh, okay.
Today the 3rd till 5:30, and then Saturday, December 12th from 9 to 2.
Okay.
And also, this Sunday is the big, this is like a big parade in Manchester. Have you been to the Christmas parade?
I have not.
You got to take the kids.
Yeah.
It's very fun. It really is a very good time. It's at 4 o'clock right here on Elm Street. It's probably one of the, I would say it's probably one of the biggest parades. You know, Santa Claus comes and, you know, gives candy to the kids, and it's really, really fun. I'm sure Daryl and I.
Now, is that rain or shine, does it say?
They will let you know if it's going to rain, and they have had to cancel it before. So
do they have a website, or where is
that? Well, that's at intownmanchester.com.
Oh, in-town.
So
okay.
You can just Google InTown, and it'll give you all the information. Plus, it'll be on all the radio stations as well.
Though
so.
Sunday looks, you said this Sunday, right? Sunday is... high 52 and sunny.
Oh my gosh, that's going
to be gorgeous. Yes.
4 o'clock. Oh my gosh, that's going to be awesome. That'll be awesome. And also want to remind people, Chef Jason McCarter from the New Hampshire Food Bank, for, you know, people out there that are looking to, you know, maybe change your
career.
Your career. Oh my gosh, I just totally went blank on that. Change your career, or if you're if you're interested in, you know, working in the culinary trade. Food Bank does an eight week class. It begins on December 29th. The best part about this is it's free. Now, they do have two informational sessions that are coming up on Thursday the 10th and Wednesday the 16th. And if you're interested, you can go to nhfoodbank.org and get some more information, or you can call the Food Bank, 669-9725. And talk with Chef Jason. So if anybody out there is interested in that, they're looking for some people to fill some spots. So it's a great, great program. I mean, the New Hampshire Food Bank is gorgeous, and their culinary, their kitchen is crazy.
I've heard.
Like, you know, when you're in the business and you go in there, yeah. You're like, oh my goodness, everything is right there. And they also serve meals throughout the week, mm-hmm. You know, to needy people. And it really is really good. And then I know we don't have very much time. We're going to hear the music any second now. We're just at the top of the hour, so don't go away. But we have here at the Beacon Building, Larry here from Flexecution. You know, he approached me a few years ago, and he said, hey, let's do something for the kids in the city. And we've been doing our kids' Tower of Toys. You know, up here right above our studio, did you notice all the toys up there?
I did not. There all the amazing decorations when you walked in the front door. Yep, it's gorgeous out there.
A bunch of toys up there, and people are encouraged to come to the Beacon Building anytime you want and bring an unwrapped brand new toy. We have boxes, and we fill up. If you walk into the Beacon, you'll know what I mean. It's right on the street level. You can walk right in, and you'll see when you walk in the front door, look to the left, and it's kind of like our studio right here.
Yeah, it's right above the glass room, right above our studio. It's so neat looking.
It's very cool. And we fill that with toys. And December 16th is, I'm pretty sure that's a Wednesday. Do you know if that's a Wednesday?
I can look for you.
Okay, why don't you look while I keep reading? I'm pretty sure it's Wednesday, December 16th. We have a little...
Yes.
It is. Wednesday, December 16th, 5 to 8. Everybody is encouraged to come. Bring a brand new unwrapped toy. You can add it to the Tower of Toys. And we have music, and we have a little bit of wine, and a little bit of beer, and it's just fun.
Nice.
And Families in Transition, Girls Inc., McDonough, Hallsville, Gosler Park, and Northwest Elementary Schools for families that are in need are going to get these toys for
Excellent.
Christmas. So
Love
it's a really, really good cause. And we'll continue to keep talking about this. You're listening to Food for Thought live at the Beacon Building on The Pulse 107.7. We're at the top of the hour. We'll be right back with Ashley Clay, Eventfully Yours.